on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University, on Radio Munson. The piano of Junior Mance is in a mellow tone. That's Junior Mance playing piano on Ellington's In a Mellow Tone, backed by a brassy ensemble put together by Bob Bain, who produced the record in 1964. Bain on guitar, Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelly Mann playing drums as part of Junior Mance's rhythm section. Junior's name was Julian, and his dad's name was Julian also. So he was Julian Mance Jr., and eventually just Junior Mance, born in Evanston, and spent part of his career in Chicago, and went to New York at the behest of Charlie Parker, who got him to go out there after World War II and play in New York for a while. He was in Hollywood for a while as well. And then back to Chicago, where he just retired after playing with his trio at a number of spots in Chicago. Just retired last year. He's 89 years old. On Radio Munson, we jump from Junior to Joe here this evening.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gaited, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, shootin', scootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Joe sings corny licks to the cattle. He swings back and forth in the saddle. He's on a horse with a jazzy gait. It gets you in a nervous state. How they run,
boy,
when they hear the fella's gun, because the folks out west all know he's a rootin', tootin', highfalutin' son of the west from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Out in California where the wolf pack hunts, and the only friend to guide you is Madman Munts, the one least noted for his brilliance is ragtime cowboy Joe.
Didn't get his name from singing cow cow blues,
doesn't know enough to pay his union dues. Give him a guitar and he will blow his fuse. Brother, what a crow!
never sings. Jumping music to the cattle never swings. Keeps us sitting in the saddle plucking strings.
All four.
The tunes he plays are dated. Even Lulu Bell would know they'd never sell. He's such a card. But as hep as little Abner, I mean, he's got to go. He's high, he shoots, wears boots. Ragtime Cowboy Joey. Ragtime Cowboy Joey.
The Pied Pipers and Ragtime Cowboy Joe. That's a great name, Joe. I don't think there are that many young boys named Joseph or Joe anymore. What's going on here? But back in those days, back in the 1940s, there was Ragtime Joe, there was Joltin' Joe DiMaggio. There was another guy just named Joe who meant a lot to Keeley Smith.
Just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way. Just a thing called Joe. Sometime the cabin's gloomy and the table is
Just a thing called Joe.
That's Keeley Smith and a wonderful arrangement and band put together by Dennis Michaels, her longtime pianist, who arranged Happiness Is Just a Thing Called Joe. Dennis Michaels was still playing piano for Keeley when Carol and I saw her at the Cafe Carlyle in the Carlyle Hotel, Upper East Side of Manhattan, just a few years ago. I can't remember exactly what year. Keeley Smith. Here's the distinctive alto saxophone of Paul Desmond, longtime member of Dave Brubeck's quartet, and I've Got You Under My Skin. Smooth alto saxophone of Paul Desmond, recording in 1961 with some strings by Bob Prince and The rhythm section included Jim Hall on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Bobby Thomas playing drums. The album was called Desmond Blue. Great album. I'm Don Munson. When was it that Natalie Cole recorded with her late father, Nat King Cole, a recording that was a Grammy winner in, it must have been 1996, somewhere in that area, of the song Unforgettable? And that song was a big hit, but, you know, it had, Natalie was just a young girl when Nat King Cole died, so they didn't actually go into the studio together. They used Nat's old vocal and dubbed in Natalie Cole, and they can do such things in today's digital world. But I was thinking about that original recording in 1951 that's now in the Grammy Hall of Fame that Nat did. He was signed by Capitol Records, and they had put him together with arranger Gordon Jenkins, and they recorded a song written by Irving Gordon called Incomparable. But of course, they changed the title and the lyric.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. How you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole on Radio Munson. Don't go away, we're gonna drive Route 66 in just a moment. We'll be right back. Nelson Riddle's orchestra and a song written for the TV series Route 66 back in the first 4.5 years of the 1960s. I think about as many people in the United States and abroad, especially in Europe, remember that Route 66 series from the theme written by Nelson Riddle, as they do the countryside. But it was a combination of that music and I guess the star of the show was the Corvette, right? Driven by Martin Milner and George Maharis, and later Glenn Corbett replaced Maharis. They did 116 episodes of that series, and they were shown around the world, which accounts in large part for the great interest in visitors from overseas who come to the United States and want to drive the old Route 66 corridor, which then brings a lot of folks to Bloomington Normal through McLean County, the early part of Route 66 from Chicago to L.A. to Santa Monica, to be exact. We sort of claim it as our own mother road in central Illinois, right? Of course, you and I can't afford a Corvette, so we're just going to have to jump a train with Louis Jordan.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, chiboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track.
Jump blues there from alto saxophonist Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. He did the vocal. He played the solo here on Radio Munson. Did I remember to tell you that we have a Facebook page for this program? It's Radio Munson when you go to Facebook.com. I put a picture up of Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, entertainer in the first half of the 20th century. She was really something. When the HBO people produced their series Boardwalk Empire a few years ago, they hired Vince Giordano's Nighthawks to come in and play a song that Sophie Tucker had recorded about three quarters of a century earlier. Liza Minnelli channeled Sophie Tucker. It's Liza Minnelli singing with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks.
listen here, your mama's feeling blue. I don't see much of you, and that will never do. Once a week, your mama's cheek gets a kiss or two. Now I'm not showing you the door, but I'm laying down the law. You can't see your mama every night, or you can't see mama at all. You gotta kiss your mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now I don't care for the kind of a man who works on the installment plan. You gotta see your mama every night, or you can't see your mama at all. For instance, Monday night, I sat alone. Tuesday night, you didn't phone. Wednesday night, you didn't call. Thursday night, the same old stall. Friday night, you dodged my path. Saturday night, oh, you took your bath. Sunday night, you called on me, but you brought your wife and your family. Your mama at all. You gotta kiss your mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now I don't care for the kind of a chic who does his chicken once a week. You gotta see your mama every night. Oh, you can't see your mama, can't see your mama, you can't see your mama at all.
Liza Minnelli showing how Sophie Tucker took the red-hot mama and put her right smack dab in the middle of the red-hot Roaring Twenties here on Radio Munson with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. I think I played something by Wynton Marsalis, the great trumpeter, last week, didn't I? Well, here's another one. Bye. That muted trumpet. You know, he's the musical director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And here they are featuring Wynton doing Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. Thank you. Wynton Marsalis playing trumpet with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And Ellington's Mood Indigo here on Radio Munson. Here's a great band of the 1930s. It's Red Norvo's band, the Xylophonist, with his wife Mildred Bailey singing the vocal.
Step aside, jump jumps here, a new tempo you all should know. Step aside, jump jumps here, learn to ride. Jump jumps here, step with pride. Jump jumps here, you're on your feet yet off the beat. Step aside, jump jumps here, when you next hear jam bands playing, they'll be jump jump jumping instead. Jitterbugs are saying, you jump from your toes and then you nod with your head. Step aside, jump jumps here, step aside, jump jumps here, let's cheer today, jump's on its way. Step aside, jump jumps here. Jump jumping instead. Jitterbugs are saying, you jump from your toes and then you nod with your head. Step aside, step aside, step aside. Whoa, jump jumps here, jump jumps here. Jump jumps here.
Mildred Bailey with Red Norvo's band, playing a little jump tune from about 1936 here on Radio Munson. Here's a song that Louis Armstrong recorded in 1926. Maybe today you say you get the willies or you get the creeps when something happens, but back in the 20s, it was the heebie-jeebies. The Manhattan Rhythm Kings bring it back here.
Bow, wow, wow.
I just roll along. Now listen, everybody, while I sing this song. I'm talking about that dance that makes you shake your shoe. That dance that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. It's called the heebie-jeebie dance. Wa-da-da-do-do. Called the heebie-jeebie dance.
Oh, I got the heebies, I got the heebie-jeebies I'm talking about. Got the heebie-jeebie blues. We've done it long. Come on down, just a little bit joy. Oh, hey, don't you know it? Come on and show it, honey, don't feel blue. Oh, come on down and do that dance. Call the heebie-jeebie dance. Call the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, ski, scat, ba doodle like doodle like doodle like do. Wa-da-dum, ba-da-da like dum, ba-da-da like dum. Ba-do-wa-do, ba-doodle-like-do. Hey, don't you know it? Come on and show it, honey, don't feel blue. Oh, come on down and do that dance. They call the heebie-jeebie dance. Call the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, I got the heebies, I got the heebie-jeebies I'm talking about. Got the heebie-jeebie blues. We don't belong. Come on down, just a little bit joy. Oh, hey, don't you know it? Come on and show it, honey, don't feel blue. Oh, come on down and do that dance. They call the heebie-jeebie dance, young man. Call the heebie-jeebie dance.
I got the heebie-jeebie.
What you doing with the jeebies?
I got those heebies. I got those heebies. Those
Les Brown's Band of Renown and a song called Riding High, which is precisely how we're riding this evening on Radio Munson. Was that Les Brown himself playing that alto saxophone solo? The alto was Les Brown's instrument. It's Radio Months until 9 o'clock Central Time this evening, long about 8:45. I sometimes get a notion to play a song that Ozzie Nelson recorded called About a Quarter of Nine, or About a Quarter to Nine, actually. Ozzie Nelson, he was the patriarch of the Nelson family on The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. From 1944 or 45, when they started on radio, and then they overlapped with a newly developed television show later on, and they stayed in the front of the American consciousness until, what was it, 1964, and beyond that, of course. By that time, Ricky, the youngest of the two boys, David was the other one. He was a pretty good film director and producer later on. But Ricky was a star. He was a singer and had a bunch of hit records in the 60s, and it was time for the program to end. But still, even today, people will look at those old episodes of Ozzie and Harriet, or they might make comments about living in an Ozzie and Harriet era, that being the late 1940s, the 1950s. I grew up in that era, and I'm telling you, it was a pretty good duty. Ozzie Nelson, before all that, was a band leader and a very dynamic and charismatic band leader. Here he is singing with his own band.
Gonna twinkle and shine this evening, about a quarter to nine. My loving arms are gonna tenderly twine around you, round a quarter to nine. I know I won't be late, 'cause at half past eight I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins, and then the world is gonna be mine. This evening, about a quarter to nine.
That's Ozzie Nelson with his own band, recorded about 1934 here on Radio Munson. That was a very popular band. They followed Glenn Miller into the Glen Island Casino, one of the great spots for the bands to play because they were broadcast coast to coast. Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. Here's a record made in 1952 that still stands up very well in today's world with all the technology advances we've had. Les Paul had recently married Mary Ford, and they had been performing together before their marriage. But now they'd had a couple of hit recordings. And in 1952, they recorded a song. They were to leave the next day for London by one of the big passenger ships. And they had a contract to play at the London Palladium for an extended time. Evidence of how popular they were. I mean, that was the spot to play when you went to London. But Les had been messing around with a rather primitive way of multi-track recording and overdubbing Mary Ford's voice. And they had a pretty good formula set by then. This is the recording they made the evening before they set sail for London in 1952. And Mary, that's all you had to say, Les and Mary. Everybody knew who you were talking about. You're on Radio Munson. Well, as we slide into November, I think it's time to play a song that pianist Claude Thornhill recorded with his orchestra. It's called Autumn Nocturne. Thank you. Claude Thornhill's orchestra played Autumn Nocturne while that piano's still here. Let's let Nora Jones play it and sing.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. That thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me,
an exceptional talent, isn't it? Nora Jones, great voice, plays nice piano, and the nearness of you. Here on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. Well, we're going to pull up stakes, fold up the tent, and promise to see you next Thursday night with another Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. I'm glad you are along this evening, wherever you're listening. Let me hear from you. My email address is don.munson@comcast.net. This is Skitch Henderson leading the old Tonight Show band. I mean, before Doc Severinsen, although Doc's playing in the trumpet section, it's a song called Nightlife. Enjoy the nightlife, everybody. I'll see you next Thursday.